ओमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्यते नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। They'll be able to see both together, yeah. Yes. And facing the audience. Yes. Okay. That is not blocked, no? Is it getting blocked? Half blocked, is it? Then can the Lord should look at that side in there? Carefully. Some of you can help them. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudiraye नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सो लास्ट इयर आई डिड प्रह्लाद प्रेयर्स फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 1 टू 11. Text 1 to 12 I did. Now from 12 we will continue today. Up to 26 we will continue. This is in the chapter 9 of the 7th canto. 7.9.12 to 7.9.26. So we welcome all of you for this Krishna Rasayanam, which is specially being presented in the occasion of Narasimha Chaturdashi, which is fast approaching this month. Mm-hmm. So as you see here, is it all right now? Or is it blocking partly? For them it's blocking. Little bit behind you can take. You can take the screen behind. Behind and little that side. See? Little behind. Little more behind. Perfect. Now it's perfect. Now the screen can be adjusted. Is it fast computer? Yes. Connected. So you can see the Prahlad's prayers, ninth chapter. Last time we devoted a lot of time on the first 12 verses. So I will not go through those shlokas, but I'll show you only the pictures here. You can see. Lord Narasimhadev, he appeared as a half man offline in the pillar, destroy Hiranyakashipu and to free the demigods from all their suffering. So you all know this. Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill Lord Vishnu because Vishnu killed his brother Hiranyaksha. He also had another desire to become the master of all the worlds and become a singular supreme. So he had two desires. So he tried to trick Brahma and get immortality. And after getting his boons, Hiranyakashipu went to the heavenly planets where he went to attack the Indrapuri. And after having conquered the Devatas, Hiranyakashipu became very proud. And he was always drunken on liquor. And his eyes were rolling like copper balls. And he was chastising the demigods. He was receiving many gifts from them. He drove away Varuna, Indra, Chandra, Vayu out of their jobs. He took a resignation from them, sent them out. He said, I will do all your job alone, myself. So all the devatas are going and complaining to Lord Vishnu in the milk ocean, headed by Brahma. So, and then the Lord spoke to them. The Lord told them, when one becomes envious of the demigods, represented by the Supreme Lord, Vedas, and cows, brahmanas, vaishnavas, and religious principles, ultimately of Supreme Lord. Then that fellow like Hiranyakashipu and his civilization will be vanquished without delay. Don't worry, the Lord said, when Hiranyakashipu will torture his pure devotees and Prahlad, at that time I will arrange to kill him. So here is a very beautiful verse, Prahlada's glorification of Prahlad. Prahlad has good qualities. He always had a good character, was determined to understand absolute truth. He was fully controlled in mind and senses. He was the best friend of everybody. He respected seniors, superiors like Supreme Lord. He treated the Praja like his own children. He was like a father. And to his equals, he was like a sympathetic brother. And he had absolutely no pride of being the son of the king of the world. He was free from pride, arising from riches, education, beauty, aristocracy, all that. All good qualities of Prahlad are mentioned here. So, Hiranyakashipu was an atheist, deadly against Lord Vishnu. So, he's called Naradama. Krishna says, no? Navam Dushkritana Muda Prapadyante Naradama. And Prahlad was just the opposite. Who was he? Narottama. He was the topmost amongst all humans. So, this pastime of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad presents all of us with the greatest history in mankind about the atheist and the devotee of the Lord. Prabhupada used to say, in the war between Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad, Prahlad came out successful. Between Kauravas and Pandavas, Pandavas came out successful. between Kamsa and Krishna, Krishna came out successful. You will always see the devotee of the Lord at the end will win. But the devotee is subjected to various type of troubles by non-devotees. So, Prahlad was taken by his teacher Shandamaraka to be trained in politics, diplomacy, economics. He was uninterested. And therefore, his father, when he came to know that Prahlad is inducing all his friends to become Krishna conscious, he tortured and troubled him in various ways. But he was always protected. So, at last the father thought, now my son would be reformed. The son was always a devotee of Vishnu. So, when he asked, where is the Lord? The Lord is everywhere, he said. Then he showed a fist. With his fist, he hit a pillar. And out came Lord Narasimha, out of the pillar. Lord broke open the pillar and jumped out of the pillar. Hiranyakashipu was shocked. What is this new type of form? There is neither a human nor an animal. So he was shocked and surprised. But he started attacking the Lord. But Lord captured Hiranyakashipu like a cat capturing a rat very easily. So the Lord Narasimha's anger gives us a clue of how the Lord cannot tolerate someone troubling his devotees. How the Lord comes as a protector of his devotees. Garuda captures a snake. Lord captured. And Lord left him and caught him and left him and caught him. For a while. When the twilight came, the Lord picked him up on the doorway of the palace and sat and kept him on his lap and took out his intestines by tearing his belly apart. So, and Lord killed all the other demons also. So, now, the ninth chapter which we are reading now, here all the demigods are assembling together now to thank Lord Narasimha, but they are also fearful, seeing Lord Narasimha very angry after killing Hiranyakashipu. The Lord was sitting on the throne after killing all the demons and all the Hiranyakashipu and company, everybody is finished now. Now the demigods are all standing, but they are all afraid also, because Lord's anger is not yet subsided. So, Brahma was first requesting Lakshmiji, which we read last time. He was telling Lakshmi. The Lord picked up Prahlad in great ecstasy. He placed his lotus hand on Prahlad's head. And Prahlad had no sophistication. He was very simple-hearted. And Lord was very pleased. See, below Hiranyakashipu is lying with a hollow belly. Rather? He removed the intestine. And Prahlad felt great ecstasy seeing Lord Narasimha. Hrishyattanuhu klinnahrid ashlochanaha. These words are used there. Hrishyattanuhu means his body was erupting with bliss seeing the Lord. Klinnahrid means his heart became melted. Ashrulochana means Prahlad's eyes were shedding tears of ecstasy, seeing his own Lord coming in this form. So, actually, I'm not going through it slowly because last time we discussed it. Brahma himself was afraid to go in front of Narasimha because Brahma thought, I have committed a mistake by giving Hiranyakashipu too many boons. Later on, Lord Narasimha scolded Brahma also in one verse that you have given benediction beyond your capacity. So, therefore, Brahma was not comfortable to go. So, So he wanted Lakshmiji to go. He said, Lakshmi, he is your husband only, please go. She said, I agree, he is my husband, but I have never seen him so angry. Such an angry mood. There is one verse which says that. Which says, Sakshat Shri Preshita Devair Drishtvatam Mahadadbhutam Adrishta Ashruta Purvatvat Na Upeyaya Shankita. It is said, Shankita means she became doubtful. If I go to my husband, maybe he will shout or he will be angry. Even she was not confident to go. So that was due to the Leela Shakti. Lakshmiji behaved like that. And then Prahlad was induced by Brahma. Hey Prahlad, for your sake, Lord Vishnu has come like this. So you should go. So Prahlad went ahead. He fixed his mind and sight on Lord Narasimha with full attention. Many words are used in Sanskrit. One is called Samadhi. So he was in Samadhi, full trance. And he offered prayers with great love in a faltering voice. So, here also I have shown the same. So, 1 to 12 is the first part of the prayer which I have covered. But this time we are going to focus on the second one. Giving up false shelters. 13 to 25. Of course, this is Prahlad 1 to 12. Prahlad is telling, how can I offer prayers to Lord? You know, even demigods are all highly qualified Sanskrit poets. And they are all living in life in Sattva Guna. Whereas I am born in a Ugra Jati of Asuras. What qualification do I have? See, even before we enter into prayers, we need to have the right attitude to offer prayers. So Prahlad actually feels himself is unqualified in all these verses. He is saying demigods are all devotees and they are all favorite of Lord Vishnu and they speak Sanskrit poetry and they are highly accomplished, qualified. And he says, we are Ugra Jati, we are demons, we have turned our face to Lord and we indulge in sinful activities. So, but I am being asked to offer prayers. But what qualification do I have? Like that Prahlad is. And then he says, but Lord does not see any qualification. He sees only devotion. So then he gives the example of Gajendra. Gajayutapaya. Manyedanabhijanarupatapashrutavyastavjas teja prabhavabala paurusha buddhi yogat naradhanayahi bhavanti parasya pumso bhaktim tutosha bhagavan gajayutapaya. That Gajayutapaya is the Gajendra. Even Gajendra, although he was an animal, he was an elephant, still he could attract Lord Vishnu, he is saying. And then he tells another verse, a non-devotee brahmana is useless, but a devotee dog flesh eater or a dog eater, he is superior if he is a devotee. Viprat vishad guna yutat aravindanabha padaravinda vimukhat shvapacham varishtam, he is saying. Manyeta darpita mano vachane hitartha pranam punati sakulam nat bhuri manaha. So, see, this kind of verses are extraordinary verses. Many people respect brahmanas in India very much, but he says the brahmana is useless if he is not a devotee. He is telling. On the other hand, the shudra is greater if he is a devotee. Very important. Like sometimes, one born in a Brahmana family has some kind of prestige or false pride that I am born in a Brahmana family. Like one Brahmana man came, one Brahmachari's father came. So he ate in somebody's house, devotee's house. So he liked the prasad very much. But on the way back he asked, oh, those people speak the same language as us. Is he a Brahmana? And the son told him, he is a Shudra. Shudra? How did he make me eat in the home of Shudra? Then he said, he was a Shudra, now he is a Vaishnava. He is better than a Brahmana also. But the father couldn't understand. No, by birth he is Shudra, so he should be considered as Shudra only. He thought like that. See, Shudra means he should have some Shudra symptoms, no? Shudra is not very clean. If he goes to the bathroom, he may not wash his legs. He may spit here and there. But one who is a Vaishnava, will he do that? A Vaishnava actually washes his legs, hands. He wakes up early in the morning, he wears tilak, goes to the temple of the Lord. So the Shudra qualities and behaviors are not seen in a Vaishnava. Once a person becomes a Vaishnava. And also their internal qualities are called Shila. External qualities are called Guna. Guna qualities you can see with your eyes. Shilata is internal qualities. So Guna Shila, both are seen in a Vaishnava. Qualities of the heart, qualities and behavior also. So when we practice Krishna consciousness, we have to transcend our notion that somebody is born in a lower family is lower. Prahlad was born in a demon's family, but he became pure devotee. So in this way, many verses, Prahlad says, let us go to the 12th verse. So he is offering prayers. From 12th onwards, he is offering prayers. Oh, see, the font is giving problem. Where is it? Then I have to show you in this only both. Actually, here I want to show you Prabhupada's purpose. There I want to show you the Chakravarti Thakur's purpose. This is the one. This is Prabhupada's purports in there. Where is Shivaram Prabhu or Srinivas Prasad? It's not coming properly here, see. Okay, PPT is coming well. This is Chakravarti Thakur's commentary is not coming properly. I think they don't have the font. Please repeat this verse, 12th verse, we will go. From here we are starting today. Tasmadaham vigata viklava ishvarasya sarvatmana mahigranami yathamanisham nichodaya guna visargamanu pravishtaha puyeta yena hipuman anuvarnitena. Prahlad is saying, actually, Prahlad, why he uses the word tasmat here? He says that I have no qualification and demigods are highly qualified. That's what first he said. Then he said, but even though Gajendra had no qualification, still he offered a flower to you and you accepted. Which means bhakti pleases you more than any other 12 material qualifications. Manye, dana, abhijana, rupa, tapashruta, ujasteja, prabhava, bala, paurusha, buddhi, yoga. 12 items he gave. Dhana means wealth. Abhijana, aristocratic relatives. Manye, dana, abhijana, rupa means beautiful form. Manye, dana, abhijana, rupa, tapa means austerities. Shruta means great learning like Trivedi, Dvivedi, Chaturvedi and all that. Tapashruta. Ojas. Ojas means sensory prowess. Having powerful senses like the eyes. The eagle has powerful eyes. Deers have powerful ears. Like that. Having sensory prowess. And ojas is another meaning. Also, having ability to control others by speech also. Teja, prabhava. Teja means influence over others. Prabhava means charisma. Bala means bodily strength. Paurusha means courage or confidence. Teja, prabhava, pala, paurusha. Buddhi means very intelligent. Great intelligence. Yoga means ashtasiddhis. So he says, manye dana abhijana rupa tapashruta ojas teja prabhava bala paurusha buddhi yoga. After giving all this 12, he is saying, naradanayihi bhavanti parasya pumso. With all this 12, if somebody worships you are still not attracted to them. Bhaktim tutosha bhagavan. You are only attracted by bhakti. And he says, I don't have any bhakti. Not that I am saying demigods have no bhakti, I have bhakti. I have connection to a bhakta. Who is that bhakta? Narada Muni. And somehow I had connection to that pure devotee, due to which he has taught me how I should worship you. So he says, therefore I will offer you worship. He says, now I will offer you prayers. And then he said this verse, Tasmat Aham, I, Vigata Viklava, I am going to give up my shyness or artificial humility. Because sometimes I am feeling that I am not qualified. When an opportunity comes and batters the door, I should take advantage. Right now I have a chance to glorify you. If I don't glorify, later on I will regret that I missed the opportunity. So why I will glorify you? He gives the reasons. You are Sarvatmana. Sarvatmana means you are the soul of all souls. You are the super soul. Mahi means Mahima. Grinami Yatamanisham. As much as I can glorify you, I will glorify you. Nicho, I am very fallen. And Ajaya means one who has not controlled his senses. Guna Visargam Anupravishtaha. I am actually afflicted by three gunas, he is saying. Therefore, my Lord, Puyeta Yena. For purifying my heart, Puman Anuvarnitena. Therefore, I am going to describe your glories to purify my heart. Right now I want to purify, later on I want to be liberated. Therefore I will glorify you. The Prabhupada says in purport. If you read the purport of that 12th verse, these are all from Prabhupada purports directly, point wise. I have just made it point wise. Somebody can read this one? There is a mic. Yes, who has the mic?
It's clearly understood that a devotee does not need to be born in a very high family, to be rich, to be aristocratic, or to be very beautiful. None of these qualifications will engage one in devotional service. With devotion, one should feel, God is great and I am very small. Therefore, my duty is to offer my prayers to the Lord. Only on this basis, one can understand and render service to the Lord.
So, these two I have already told you. No material qualification can attract the Lord. Humility is the one which attracts the Lord. Humility and devotion. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Prabhupada is quoting that. So, see, when we read different sections of Bhagavatam, these kind of lessons come out and we have to take these lessons very seriously. And how do we know we are taking them seriously? In our life, if you ask anybody, one of the things that people hanker the most is for some skills. Ability to sing beautifully or speak eloquently or write eloquent very wonderfully or to be able to do something which everybody cannot do. So there is a very strong desire in the conditioned souls to stand out in the public, to be able to do something. Like I was once giving a lecture in Jayadev Prabhu's home. Some 100-120 people were there. So one new boy had come. He was sitting behind and intently looking at me. So after the lecture was over, almost one and a half hours, he came and he asked me a question. Sir, I wanted to know, I had a question, can I ask you? He said, yes. So he said, in my life I have a desire also that I want to sit and speak and 500 or 1000 people should sit and listen to me. For 1 hour, 2 hour, non-stop. So, can you please tell the art of how to keep the people quiet? Exactly hearing, how we can speak. I always wanted to have stage presence. I have a stage fright, he was telling. So I told him, actually, we are preaching not for, developing stage presence or, having a chance to speak to people. Actually, if you can speak to one person or 1,000 person or 1 lakh persons, if you get a chance to glorify the Lord, you should be happy. I can show you one letter Prabhupada says, when he was in US, even if nobody comes, you can still speak about the Lord, he says. Why? Because we are speaking about the Lord to glorify Him. And His glories are true. Even if others are not hearing, no problem. You glorify Him. And the Lord will be pleased and you will be purified. When you do such glorification. Like Prabhupada was one day sitting in New York temple. And 3 days in a week he would do a lecture. And that day Prabhupada was going to the door and checking, again coming back and sitting, nobody came. It was a rainy day, very cold also. So nobody turned up. He waited for half an hour. Then after that he started the lecture himself. He started, did Kirtan and started and spoke the whole lecture. And nobody turned up that day. And that lecture is Introduction to Bhagavad Gita, which was later on published in Bhagavad Gita as it is. So do you think it went to waste? Now the whole world is reading it now. So one should know that the performance of devotional service is not an ostentatious display or demonstration to the world. Whether the people in the world see us or don't see us, whether they recognize us or not recognize us, the praises or not praises, that is not our concern. One person we are very concerned about is who? Krishna. Whether he is pleased with our glorification, that's most important. So, nowadays, it is becoming a very great craze for acquiring abilities. Many parents also want their children to do something extraordinary, outstanding and show to the world. They click small things and put in YouTube nowadays. And they spread the link everywhere. Like there was one father and son, I don't want to tell the name, but this son was trained in Gurukula and then later on he studied all the Goswami literatures and all. Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all that he studied. He became a very learned Pandita at a very early age. Even at the age of 16, he could quote from all kinds of Goswami literatures. He was very learned, this boy. So, even in Bombay, Gauranga Prabhu and Pune, myself, we have invited him also. He has come and given lectures. And if you see any board of scholars, you will be considered extraordinary amongst them. Now, nobody can even match him. He will always know something which none of them know. He was so learned like that. So, at one point of time, what happened? This boy never attended morning programs. He would never come for the Bhagavatam class. If somebody else is giving, he wouldn't go and attend. He was in his home studying in the morning, hours and hours in the day, 8 hours he would study. But at one point of time, he came up with the wrong deviant philosophy, saying that only Brahmanas can initiate. Others cannot initiate like that. Narottamadas Thakur was not a Brahmana, but he was having hundreds and thousands of Brahmanas as his disciples. So, although he came in Gaudiya Parampara, he got bewildered and confused and deviated. And eventually, he left ISKCON and started his own movement. Now, he is giving initiation even to people who are chanting 4 rounds also. So somebody may have a big scholarship, but he is not surrendered to his guru. He is not surrendered to Vaishnavas. And that knowledge is of no use, you see, scholarship. So therefore, one should be very careful to know, we should not run after the skills, we should run after devotion. That's the highlight here. So Prahlad clearly says, Lord is pleased with somebody who approaches him humbly. Lord is pleased with somebody having devotion. Therefore, the example of South Indian Brahmana, that old Orissan lady, all these things are given. See here, Chakravarti Thakur, what he says. Since you are pleased by bhakti and not by good birth or wealth, Brahmanical birth or wealth, since respecting you is beneficial for me, I will praise your glories, though I am low born, he is saying. Why I am glorifying you, my Lord? I want to be purified, I want to be liberated. Like that he says. See, in this slide, I've shown next few verses, because it's like a conversation between Lord Narasimha and Prahlad. So Prahlad is saying, oh Lord, therefore I am requesting you, now the demon is killed now, in the 13th verse he will say now, see here, he's going to say here, सर्वे ह्यमि विधिकरास्तव सत्त्वधाम्नो ब्रह्मादयो वयमि वेशन चोद्विजन्तः क्षेमाय भूतय उतात्म सुखाय चास्य विक्रीडितं भगवतो रुचिरावतारैः सी सर्वे ह्यमि विधिकराः तव सत्त्वधाम्नो ब्रह्म आदयः वयम् इव ईश न चो उद्विजन्तः. He is saying, amongst all of us, the Sattva-pradhan are the devatas, who are always executors of your order. They follow your order. But we demons, we never follow your order. They are always opposed to you, he is saying. And they are Sattva-pradhan, Sattva-dhamna. Whereas we are Rajoguna, Tamoguna-pradhan. He is telling about demons. And they are never afraid, devatas. Why? Because they are like your children. But we are iva isha na cha udvijantaha. We are always agitated and fearful. Because we are opposing your laws, therefore we demons have to fear you. Like, for example, a police is feared by whom? Thief. But one who is not a thief, if you see a police, will he be afraid? Don't be afraid. Devatas are like that. They don't fear you, but demons fear you because we act against you, so we are fearful of you. And then he is saying, and my dear Lord, so you come into this world, kshemaya, bhutaya, to create welfare for all your devotees. You come in this world, uta, it is said, atma sukhaya, to satisfy your own blissful pastimes. Through the pastimes, you want to satisfy your rasas. So you come in this world. For your own personal satisfaction as well as for protecting your devotees. Vikriditam. Bhagavato. Ruchira avatarehi. Pleasing pastimes. You come in various pleasing pastimes. You perform in this world. He's saying. Please read this translation. Yeah? Here?
O my Lord, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma are sincere servants of your Lordship, who are situated in a transcendental position. Therefore, they are not like us, Prahlada Jain father, the demon Hiranyakashipu. Your appearance in this fearsome form is your pastime for your own pleasure. Such an incarnation is always meant for the protection and improvement of the universe.
Yeah. See, here Prabhupada says, Prahlada Maharaj is saying that his father and all the demons are unfortunate because they were demoniac. Whereas demigods and other Brahma and demigods, they are already fortunate because they are aligned with orders of the Lord. And then he is saying that, so you are coming to kill the demons and protect your devotees. So your pastimes are not certainly meant to create a fearful situation for the devotees. But Prabhupada says, but nonetheless the devotees being very simple and faithful were afraid of the fierce incarnation of the Lord. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj in the following prayer requested Lord to give up his anger. So, demigods need not fear. Anybody knows why demigods feared? Demigods are devotees. Demons are opposed. Like for example, sometimes children may fear a police, correct? No? You've seen children? Sometimes small kids, they see a police in police dress, they may fear. Actually, a grown-up adult need not fear. Because the police is not going to catch you if you haven't done anything wrong, if you are not a thief. But why demigods feared, although they are followers of Vishnu? Because demigods have material desires. Those who have material desires, they have a desire to control the world as well as serve the Lord. Pure devotees only want to serve the Lord. So, they have no fear. Whereas demigods have little fear and demons have great fear. Because demons want to do only control the world. See, demons only control the world, pure devotees only serve the Lord, and demigods do both. Therefore, the demigods were fearful. That means to the degree we have material desires, to that degree one may be fearful of Lord Vishnu's appearance in the form of Narasimha. So, So the 13th verse now you will find in this verse, therefore he is requesting Lord to be appeased. Tadyacha manyam asurascha hatastvayadya modeta sadurapi vrishyaka sarpahatya lokascha nirvrittimita pratiyanti sarve rupam drasimha vibhayaya jana smaranti. Tadyachamanyam, O my dear Lord, be pacified of your anger now. He is saying. Asurascha hatastu. Adya. Already, by Adya, by you, the asura is already killed. See, if asura is still fighting with you, your anger is meaningful. But the asura is already killed. Then why should you be angry now anymore? Now all the fellows who are surrounding you, they are only your devotees. So now we can smile now. Sometimes when you click a photo, people say, hey, smile a little bit. And then they click photo. You seen that? Don't be very morose or serious. So Prahlad is saying, my dear Lord, please smile a little bit now. All your demigod devotees are afraid seeing your anger. Your anger was for another purpose of killing Hiranyakashipu, who is already killed, he is saying. Tadiyaccha manyam asurascha hataha tvayadya, he is saying. And then he is saying, modeta sadurapi vishchika sarpahatya, he is saying. When a demon is killed, even the sadhus or the devotees of the Lord are happy, he is saying. So here Chakravarti Thakur will give a commentary that will come here. Okay, I'll show you that. I'll show you the commentary. So when he told, Prahlad told the Lord here, please cease your anger. Remember that you are supposed to give fearlessness to your devotees. Don't cause fear to devotees. And Prahlad said that Lord is asking, Prahlad, are you afraid of me? Lord is asking. And what is Prahlad saying? I am not afraid of your fearful form, that he is going to say in the next verse, 14th verse. Then the Lord says, then why are you asking me to be pacified? Why are you not tolerating my roaring? Then what do you fear then? O Kripana Vatsala, you are not only Bhakta Vatsal, you are also the savior of the fallen souls. I am afraid of conditioned life and I am looking for the shelter of your feet. And then Lord is asking, what will you do by serving my feet? And then Prahlad will say, the material world is full of dualities. I regret my position. Even if somebody finds remedy in the material world, that becomes another big problem. I'll show you those verses. How will you service to me? Solve the problem. All these are answered now in the next few verses. So he is telling, this is the verse. So, Chakravarti Thakur says this. The 13th verse, purport, he says, we demons are not devotees. We are unfortunate in this world. But others who are demigods, they are all your devotees and they are fortunate. They carry out your orders. They are your servants. But we demons are not carrying out your orders. We are not your servants. So we are fearful because of our inimical nature. So is Prahlad fearful? No. But telling about generally about demons. This is the verse, 14th verse. He is saying, since you have protected the world already, now you give up your anger, my Lord Narasimha. Then Narasimha may ask, how is it good for the world? If one gains happiness by another suffering, somebody may ask, no? You are saying that I have done good, but I have killed this demon. How do you say I have done good? Lord Narasimha is asking. You are saying that I did good to the world. Okay, demigods are happy, but this fellow is dead. Who? Hiranyakashipu. So how did he do good? Lord is asking. In answer, he is saying, even good people take pleasure in killing a scorpion or a snake because it unnecessarily gives suffering to others. Because of this principle, it is not wrong to rejoice at the demon's death. People are now aware of you as the punisher of the sinners and protector of the righteous. See, when we used to celebrate Diwali, we used to play crackers, So when I was a small boy, I asked my father, why do we play cracker on Diwali day? What is so special? Why everybody plays cracker? So he said, on this day, one Narakasura, somebody died. And then Lord Krishna killed him. He said, I said, oh, if somebody is killed and that fellow dies, then actually we should cry. Is it not true? In somebody's home, somebody dies, what do other people do? Do they play crackers and enjoy? Do they distribute sweets? They cry. They don't cook anything on that day. Then why are we celebrating a demon's death? Then of course my father said, you know, he was a demon. He was creating trouble for everybody. So, I had this question also. Similarly, Prabhupada says one time in Gaudiya Mata when Prabhupada was there, there was a snake suddenly crawling in the Mata and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur saw that and told the devotees, hey, kill it immediately. So our Abhay Charan was there, our Prabhupada. So he heard it. Oh, he's a saintly person. How is he telling them to kill another creature? We should consider all creatures to be like our brothers and sisters. So later on he read this statement. Modeta sadurapi vrishchika sarpahatya. When a vrishchika or sarpa is killed, even sadhus are happy. Similarly, when a demon dies, all the brahmanas become happy. When Kamsa died, the brahmanas were completely keeping their mouth shut for many, many years because Kamsa wouldn't let them chant Vedic mantras. He was controlling them. He said, worship only me. Like Hiranyakashipu was also like that. But as soon as Kamsa died, not only when Kamsa died, even when Krishna appeared, on the day of Krishna's appearance, Krishna Janmashtami day, everywhere the Veda Ghosh could be heard. Sahasra Shirsha Purushah Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sabhumim Vishvato Vritvan Atyatishtad Dashangulam. Many people are surprised, right? Such verses couldn't be heard for a long time. Now, how did people get the guts? Because Krishna appeared. And they knew very soon Krishna is going to kill Kamsa. So, Brahminical culture
see, okay, see, these are the Brahminical culture items. First is absolute truth. You accept Krishna. Then you accept the Brahmanas, the teachers of the Vedic scriptures. Then you accept the cow protection. Then all devatas should be thanked and glorified for giving us light and heat and rain and everything. Then we follow etiquettes of respect, obedience and behavior, good behavior towards all. And we flee to the lotus feet of Vishnu in danger. And mode of goodness cultivation. See, those who do these things are called following the Vedic culture. Those who do these things. So it's very easy to remember, you see. A for B for C for D for E for F for fleeing to Vishnu's lotus feet. G for goodness, isn't it? So, but the demons are opposed to all of this. You will find Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to kill Vishnu. And even I heard when Alexander came to India, he understood that the Brahmanas are the most intelligent people. They are giving, you know, ideas to the kings, how to rule the country. So I heard he killed at one time some 80 Brahmanas. So, you will find the Asuras always kill the sages and saints, thinking that they will give Sadupadesh to people. And see for so demons kill the cows and eat instead of drinking the milk. What is because worshipping demigods. Actually, even if they worship demigods, they try to cheat the demigods, like Bhasmasura or Hiranyakashipu, like that. And E is etiquettes and behavior towards all. They have no etiquette. Like Ravana took away the wife of Rama. What etiquette he showed? And where is the question of fleeing to Vishnu's lotus feet? Instead of that, they always find out ways and means to do things to destroy themselves and others. And they don't cultivate goodness, they cultivate rajoguna and tamaguna.
So therefore, as he says here, that Lord, you are the punisher of the sins, now you will be pacified. He's saying, yat samanyam asurastha hatastvayadhya modeta sadharapi vishtika sarpahatya. Yeah. Now the Lord asked him the question, no? So, now the Lord asked Prahlad, Prahlad, you are telling me to pacify my anger? Seems you are afraid of me. And then Prahlad is saying this verse. Naham bibhemya jitateti bhayanakasya jehuarka netra bruguti rabhasogra damshtrat antrasrajakshatajakeshara-shankukarnan nirhrada-bhita-digibhata-ridhilna-kagrat. See, na aham vibhemi means I am not afraid, he is telling. Hey Ajita, unconquerable Lord, te, by seeing your ati-bhayanakasya, that which can create fear in anybody, what are those items? Jihva means your tongue is protruding outside like a sword. That is moving. Tongue. Arka netra means your sun, like sun and moon are the two eyes of the Lord, no? They are shining like the sun and moon. Two eyes of Lord Narasimha. Bruguti means this one. Rabasa ugra damstra. Damstra means the teeth. Ugra damstra means Lord's teeth were seen. So, bruguti is rabasa. And tamstrat is ugra. All these items. And then antrasraja means your mane is soaked with blood. And chataja keshara shanku karnan, your ears are erect, standing very erect. And nirhrada, he is saying, when you are breathing, while and roaring loudly, that roaring sound is causing elephants in the jungle to put their tail between their two legs and run into the bushes out of great fear. Even the elephants who are very courageous to uproot the trees and throw them away, even they are hiding in the bushes. But I am not afraid of all these things. Why he is not afraid? I will show you some pictures. See, this is a tiger carrying its offspring in the mouth. So, is the child afraid of the mother? See, the tiger uses the same teeth to catch the deers and others. Correct, no? But here the children, the child is not afraid. Lion and cow. See, the child is playing with the mother. Child has no fear at all. Can you ever think of a deer or any other creature playing like this with the lion? So Prabhupada says, Lord and the devotee are of the same jati. In what sense? Both are Satchidananda, both are pure, both want to exchange only love, both have no material motivations, both have no contamination, both are on a Vishuddha Sattva plane. So therefore they can exchange love with one another. So Prahlad had no fear by seeing the Lord. So, on the other hand, even an elephant can get drowned in water if it enters the river, even though elephant is very mighty and powerful. But on the other hand, you will see a fish can wander in an ocean, left, right, up, down, in any direction, because it has taken shelter of it. Which means those who have taken shelter of the Lord have nothing to fear with the Lord. Those who haven't taken shelter of the Lord will get drowned in Maya. So Prahlad is expressing his fearlessness. Here is the purport of Prabhupada here.
Lord Narasimhadev's fierce appearance was certainly most dangerous for the non-devotees. But for Prahlad Maharaj, such a fearful appearance was not at all disturbing. Example, the lion is very fearsome for other animals, but its cubs are not at all afraid of the lion. Example, the water of the sea is certainly dreadful for all living entities on the land, but within the sea, even the small fish is unafraid. Why? Because the small fish has taken shelter of the big ocean. It is said that although great elephants are taken away by the flooding waters of the river, the small fish swim opposite the current.
Yeah. You know the cyclone in Orissa now? There is no news much because all the communication and electricity, everything is knocked down now. Not much information is coming. Probably after 2-3 days you will get more information. Or a heavy cyclone. I happened to be in Calcutta just day before yesterday. I just escaped out from that zone and came. Our train was moving. 200 trains were cancelled. But we saw when the cyclone is blowing, the coconut tree which is like this completely becomes flat on the ground. And when the cyclone stops again, it will go back. So much fierce wind. So that cyclone is fearsome. All the rooftops are flying. Even the plants, trees, bushes, cars, everything is flying up in the air. So many homes are knocked down and cracked down by the cyclone. But there are many aquatics living in the ocean and for you, they have no fear. They have taken shelter of the ocean, they have no fear. So Prabhupada is saying that point that small fish has taken shelter of the big ocean. So big ocean represents Krishna, you see. Yeah. Here, in the 16th verse, Prahlada is going to say, what is he afraid of? Then the Lord is saying, then what are you afraid of? Are you afraid of nothing? No. Prahlada says, I am also afraid of something. What is it? Here is the verse. Trastosmeham krapana vatsala dussahogra samsara chakra kadarat grasatam pranita baddha svakarma virushattamate ingrimulam Pritopavarga sharanam payase kadano Trasto asmi means I am afraid, aham, what am I afraid? Lord is asking. Hey Kripana Vatsala, see Lord is known as Bhakta Vatsala, which you all know very well. Bhakta Vatsala means one who is very fond of his devotees. One for the sake of the devotees, one who can even give up the morality also. Like when Krishna was observing Brahmastra coming to kill Pandavas and Parikshit. So he took his chakra and cut off, cancelled the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. At that time, Kurukshetra war was not over. Lord did not care that even if the world would criticize me as an immoralist, I am more concerned about saving my devotees. Prabhupada says, Lord Krishna wanted to be called as a Bhakta Vatsala more than being called as a moralist. Worldly moralist. So he is called as a Bhakta Vatsala. But what is this Kripana Vatsala? Lord is also concerned about those who have not yet become his devotees. Those who are not yet devotees, those who are suffering in this world, Kripanas. You know the two words, Kripana and Brahmana? Brahmana means one who is long-sighted. Kripana means short-sighted. Like if I show you a, say, 1,000 rupee note and a chocolate, which one will you choose? How many will choose chocolates? There is only one hand up. This side? Nobody. So, when you ask the children, practically all children wanted chocolates first, isn't it? Because they want something immediate. Whereas those who think of long term, they know that in a 1,000 rupee note, there are 1,000 chocolates. Correct? They can see that, although it's only a paper now. That requires long term vision. So, Brahmanas have what vision? Long-term vision. So, Kripanas have short-sighted vision. So, Kripanas go for prayers, Brahmanas go for shreyas. Kripanas go for immediate pleasures. Therefore, you find it's very difficult to introduce spiritual life to new people because they are going for what pleasures? They want instant pleasure. Like they want instant idli or instant gulab jamun. They want instant everything. Correct? No? They want to make, and they get instant suffering also. So, There are many things which are instant, but if you cook them and eat them, you may get instant stomachache also. So, but we go for long-term pleasures, not instant pleasures. We know that if I do this, what consequence will come, those who can take. But Lord is concerned about such fellows also. You know the story of Nityananda Prabhu once told Mahaprabhu that you are going to meet Advaita Acharya Prabhu in one place. So, on the way, I wanted to take you to one home of one sannyasi. Mahaprabhu asked, who is that sannyasi? He said, I'll show you. So, he took Mahaprabhu there. It was in Lalitpur, I think. There was a place called Lalitpur. So, Mahaprabhu went to the house and he saw this was a sannyasi with a long hair and long beard. And he was wearing sannyas dress. He was having some kapalika danda he was having also. Mahaprabhu saw, he asked Nityananda, who is that? He said, yes, this is a fellow, very good fellow, he said. He is very interested in Krishna consciousness. I met him before, I am preaching to him, by the way. Then when they sat, and that fellow asked, would you like to have some ananda, bliss, he asked him. So Mahaprabhu looked at Nityananda and asked, what is this bliss he is talking? In the meantime, Mahaprabhu, when he was thinking, he saw a woman came from inside out. And then she was talking to that fellow standing next to him. And he asked Nityananda, who is this lady? Nityananda very coolly said, this is his wife, he said. Then what kind of sannyasi is this? A sannyasi having wife? And then Mahaprabhu asked, but what is the bliss he was telling? He said, bliss means liquor. He said, when Mahaprabhu heard it, he jumped up. And he ran out of the house and directly jumped into Ganges. And then he and Nityananda also jumped. And then they both swam in Ganga a long distance and then they came out after that. Mahaprabhu became so shocked hearing this because he thought he has to take a bath in Ganges now. So, here is the example of a Kripana. So, Nityananda Prabhu is a Kripana Vatsala also. Correct? It is not only Bhakta Vatsala. So, Lord is also eager to deliver the Kripanas. Like Prabhupada also meant to deliver the hippies. Haridas Thakur delivered the prostitute. So you can see that these people not only delivered, you know, some good brahmana. Sometimes in our preaching we think, oh, we want a boy who is a brahmana, who is a first rank in the class, who is outstandingly intelligent, who can be a leader, who can be a preacher. We sometimes too much put, you know, electron microscope to evaluate people. But the Lord doesn't evaluate anybody. He is ready to preach and make even a Kripana into a devotee, even Kripana Vatsala, he says. So, he is saying, actually when he says Kripana Vatsala, whom is Prahlad calling as Kripana, do you know? Himself only. He is calling that, I am born in a demoniac family, so I am a Kripana. But you have become a Kripana Vatsala. Therefore, your glance fell on me also, although I am very, very fallen. And I have no qualification. But you have accepted me as your devotee. And he is saying, Dussahogra samsara chakra kadanat grasatam pranitaha. Dussaha means very difficult to tolerate. What is it? Samsara chakra. The wheel of samsara, he says. What is so dangerous about the wheel of samsara? You all might have seen that big giant wheel. You have seen that? First time when the giant wheel came to my native place, we were all very eager to sit in a giant wheel. See, first you say, I want to go and sit. Okay, then you go and see. After seeing, what do you want to do? I want to sit also in that. Many relatives told that, hey, if you sit in that, when it goes up, you may be afraid. And we said, no, I'm not afraid. See, how many people are sitting? Can't I sit? I will also sit. Please allow me. So, when we were all put in the giant wheel, they take some money. And then when you are going up like this, you can see everywhere all around. It looks so nice. So we were showing our friends, hey, see that, everything, very nice. But then when giant wheel comes down, sometimes the seat goes like this. Then we were holding on like this. Isn't it? You know, when it comes down, everybody was screaming, woo! Everybody was screaming. Then again, when it comes down, when you go up, again you are very happy. Ha, 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 woo! Again, So it's going like this. Similarly, when you go to heaven, you feel very happy. When you go to hell, everybody is screaming. That is material world. Material world means sometimes heaven, sometimes hell, yeah. That's why he is saying, samsara chakra kadanat, grasatam, pranitah. Grasata means what? Engulf or swallow. The living entities are swallowing one another. Like a frog is swallowing a fly. A snake is swallowing a frog. Similarly, a snake is swallowed by an eagle. You will see that. That is material world. So, when we come to a society like ISKCON, we have to give up this swallowing tendency or hurting tendency towards one another. Because you will see that the material world is characterized by cutthroat competition. And the competition means causing trouble to one another. Prabhupada says in one purport, the honey bees, sometimes they accumulate a lot of honey in their honeycomb. And they drink also sometimes. But while drinking, they are afraid that the other honeybee will drink more than me. So what they do, they, tong, tong, like that they hit the honeybee also. Little bit they drink, little bit they hit. Again they drink, they hit. And you can see this in offices also. People are afraid, the other fellow should not get promotion. Whether I get or not is not the point. If I don't get, then he also should not get. So they are always afraid that somebody else may be given more importance than me. So, there is a tendency in this world to sting other living beings. You will see that. Therefore, see one small 45 seconds video I will show you. Just see this. See this one, just. These 2 deers are fighting. See, 1 deer is watching, the 2-3 deers watching this fight. And then they run away. And this deer is saying, this is my ground, don't come here, get out. And in this way, see, they are applying the full pressure on attacking one another. Now, who caught him, you know that? So, in this world, if we are too busy fighting with each other, then we will be captured by Maya. That's the lesson. Other intelligent deers, what they did? They saw the fight. Arre, jagda karna hamare liye nahi hai. But generally speaking, Indians are peace loving, you know that? Generally, Indians are peace loving. Even if they see in the bus or train, if somebody is fighting, they will say, don't fight. Stop it. So the material world is like grasatam prani. Just now you saw grasatam. Who was swallowing? The lion was swallowing a deer. This is the nature of material world. Similarly, humans also, somebody is swallowing your job, somebody is swallowing your opportunities in this world. There is always competition between one living being and another. You know the quota system and all, you know, correct, na? There's one party is fighting for their quota, another party is fighting for their quota. Similarly, you know, they were doing this midday meal. Earlier some ladies were doing it and they were fighting. We want to do it. So you will find in the material world always there is a fight for the resources, fight for money, fight for position, post, fight for land, fight for property, fight for woman. There is fight always. Even in parliament there is fight for seat. Everywhere there is fight. Grasatam, grasatam, pranitaha. And he is telling, Prahlad is telling, my dear Lord, I am very afraid of this samsara where all living entities are competing with each other and they are forgetful of you. They have completely become forgetful of you. And they also criticize you. Like here he is saying, see here, Prabhupada Thakur is saying, read that below,
I am afraid of the bad association which produces aversion to you. I am afraid of the violence of the fierce wheel of samsara. Intolerable because it is filled with hatred and criticism of you. Prahlad here indicates that he is not afraid of ordinary samsara, for he will later say,
Actually, Prahlad is not afraid of birth, old age, disease and death. But he is afraid of non-devotee association. Because people like Hiranyakashipu would always criticize against Vishnu. And all the demoniac teachers like Shandamaraka will talk politics and economics and everything and will never glorify Vishnu. So that is what he is afraid of. He is hating such association. Here is the purport. See, Prabhupada says purport. Read this one. Purport.
being in the material world is certainly miserable, but certainly when one is put into association of asuras or atheistic men, it is intolerably so.
Yeah, you all will have experience in your life also. Like one devotee was crying to me when I went in my preaching. Prabhuji, in my office there are two fellows on either side. He said, both are like Jagai and Madai. He said, Prabhu, as soon as I go and sit in the office, immediately they will be low, 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 low. They will be talking all day like a chatterbox. And he said, they will talk everything except God. They'll talk about money, they'll talk about lottery, they'll talk about woman, they'll talk about escaping income tax, they'll talk about politics. They will talk everything except God. And not only that, if I tell them that, hey, I don't want to hear all this, then they will tease me, they will tease my Krishna conscious practice, then they will criticize ISKCON, and they will do all kinds of, so I'm afraid to tell them also. So he was telling, that devotee was telling, Prabhu, last 8 years I am in the same seat, in the same company, every day I have to tolerate this. He said, this is, then I asked him, why don't you get transferred to another department? He said, why only department project? I am trying to get transferred to another city only. Only thing is, in this city, I like the devotees very much. So, I don't want to go. But unfortunately, they are not able to transfer. I think, I have heard a lot about hells in the Bhagavatam 5th canto. This should be added as one more hell. There are 28 hells. This is 29th hell. Being haunted by two non-devotee karmis, all both of them speaking to you. So, that's what he is saying here. Read the second one.
One may ask why the living entity is put into the material world. Indeed, sometimes foolish people deride the Lord for having put them here. Actually, everyone is put into conditional life according to his karma. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, representing all other conditioned souls, admits that he was put into life among the asuras because of the results of his karma.
Yeah. See, now if you see, here you may ask a question, Lord may ask a question. Prahlad, you are saying that you are put into this material world. Did I put you? Answer, Prahlad says, Baddha Swakarma Bir. By my own bad karma, I have come into this world. He is admitting. He is not blaming the Lord. And then he is asking, Te Angri Moolam Preetopa Varga Sharanam Vaise Kada? No. When will I attain your lotus feet and I will take shelter of your lotus feet and serve you? When will the time come? When I will massage your lotus feet, my Lord? Like that he is asking. Read the third one. Lord is known as
Kripada Vatsala because He is extremely kind to the conditioned souls. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, therefore the Lord appears whenever there are discrepancies in the execution of religious principles. Yadadhi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata tadatmanam sujavmiha. The Lord is extremely anxious.
And then he is saying about this one. Sarvadhanan Paritajya. The Lord comes and gives instruction even in the material world, correct? No? He does not neglect the conditioned souls. We are all conditioned souls, but Lord comes to this world also. He comes and gives Bhagavad Gita. He comes in the form of holy rivers. He comes as holy temples. He comes as holy devotees. He comes as holy prasadam. He comes as holy name. In various forms he comes to deliver us. Yeah. I read this. Fourth one.
Thus Prahlad Maharaj expected that the Lord by his kindness would call him again to the shelter of his lotus feet. In other words, everyone should be eager to return home back to Godhead, taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and thus being fully trained in Krishna consciousness.
Yes. So, Prahlad is asking, when will you call me back to your abode, my Lord? How long will it take for me to continue in this horrible world of atheistic people? Like that, Prahlad is expressing his affection for the Lord. Yasmat priya priya viyoga samyoga janma. शोकाग्निना सकल योनिषु दह्यमानः दुःखौषधं तदपि दुःखमतद्धियाहम् भूमन् भ्रमामि वद मे तव दास्य योगम्. He is telling Prahlad saying, यस्मात् प्रिय अप्रिय वियोग संयोग. See, Priya means that which is very dear to you. You like very much. But you are done Vyoga from it. That means you are separated from it. For example, a man and woman marry and they get a child. And when the child is into school, when a child is in say second or third standard, suddenly they transfer the job for the man. The man has to say go to Delhi. And the wife is thinking how to suddenly leave the child and go. Child is already put in the school, in between we cannot take off the child. So then the man says, okay, I will work in Delhi and I will keep coming on and off and going. And that happens a lot nowadays, correct? So the man may come once in a month, take a flight and come. Sometimes a man has to go abroad also. Sometimes a man or the wife has to work in another place. So he is saying that you would like the family to be together. Husband, wife, children, mother, father will be together. But with what is priya to you is done viyoga. Viyoga means that which is very dear to you, from that you are separated. And apriya, that which you don't like, samyoga, that comes close to you. For example, nobody wants sickness, but sickness comes to you. That's the meaning. That which we don't want comes to us. That which we want is separated. Like that he is telling. And then he is saying, shoka agnina sakalayonishu dahyamana. In this world, all living beings are all in shoka, means in lamentation and suffering. Why? At every moment, if you see all of us, we are actually, once His Holiness Mahavishnu Maharaj came to Pune, he was telling all of us, you know, keep your hands and your ears like this. Keep it like this, all of you try. So you are hearing one sound. You know what is the sound? There is a big factory going on in your body. You know that? Initially there is hankering for food. After you put the food, then there is a hankering to get the food out. Sometimes you overeat. After that you are feeling uneasiness. How will I get it out? Initial hankering is to put inside. Later hankering is to get it out. So there is a big factory going on inside. Kada, 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 kada. If you close your ears, you hear the sound. So he was telling this, there is a war, inside war and outside war, he said. One war inside is in the physical body to digest the food that is eaten and everything. And in the subtle body, there is a war with kama krodha lobha. That is pulling us down and we are trying to pull ourselves up. There is a war going on, he said. So therefore, sakala yonishu dahyamana, we are all being roasted in this fire of three gunas, or janma mrityu jara vyadi, or trivida tap. Adhyatmika, adhibhautika, adhidevika and all this. He is saying that. And then he is saying, dukkha aushadam tadappi dukkham atadhyaham. In the afternoon session, Krishna Rasayanam, last week we were reading in Hindi one story of one funny story. This happens in one, there is one Manu, one of the 14 Manus, his name is Shraddha Dev Manu. This Shraddha Dev Manu, his wife's name is Shraddha. So, this Manu wanted sons. And he called Vasishtha Muni and then he arranged for a yajna to be performed. So while yajna was being performed, Vasishtha Muni is the main brahmana, top brahmana. And there is one brahmana whose name is Hota. Hota is the one who offers the advaryu. Advaryu we call. He offers the ghee and utters the mantra. So when he was uttering the Vashatkara mantra, when he was uttering, at that time the wife of this king Manu went to the priest and told him, she offered him obeisances and then stood up and folded palms. She told him, oh Brahmana, Pujari, please, while offering the mantra, meditate that I need a girl child, she said. So she wanted a girl, whereas the king wanted a boy. They had difference in opinion. And she didn't tell the husband. Probably she thought, I will not cross the husband or whatever. But she told the priest. And the priest, while uttering the mantra, he meditated on bringing a girl. So, when the girl child was born, the king was happy, but he was not fully happy because he wanted a prince who will take over his kingdom as a successor. So, he was a little unhappy. Then he called Vasishtha and told Vasishtha ji that, you know, what is Vasishtha ji? Brahmana's words never go in vain. You promised me a son. Now, I got a daughter. What happened? You know, you did anything go wrong? And Vasishtha became very, very sad. That because of Brahmana's truthfulness and their purity is being under question. So he called all the priests for a meeting and asked them, hey, Patava, what happened? Then one of the priests said, the lady, the queen came and told me, he said, oh, here lies the discrepancy. So then Vasishtha Muni told the king, don't worry, I will offer a special prayer to Lord Vishnu. And I will transform your girl child into a boy. So he made the child Ila into Sudyumna, a beautiful young prince. And the king became very happy. Now we got a prince now. Then the prince one day went with all his soldiers to the forest. He went to one Sukumara Vanam near the Himalayan mountain in Kailash Parvat. So, as soon as they all entered the forest, suddenly this Sudyumna saw his body became transformed into a female form and the Goda became Godi also. And all the soldiers, they all became females. And they were looking at each other, hey, you became female, and they laughed. He said, you also became female, look at you. Huh? They were saying each other like this. Huh? And because there was one policy in that forest, Lord Shiva had told his wife, Gauri, that anybody enters this forest, they will become female. Yeah. Then Vasishtha became very sad. Huh? What to do? Huh? Then he meditated on Lord Shiva, because Shiva was the person who made him female. So, if he want to make him male, he can, correct, no? So, he prayed to Shiva. And Shiva was wondering what to do, because wife, he has given a boon. Wife may become upset now. You know, if you change the boon, she will say, why you are changing? Earlier you made one policy, now new policy. And you never consulted me, isn't it? So, he wanted to satisfy her also and satisfy Vasishtha also. So, then he told Vasishtha, don't worry, 1 month Sudyumna will be male, next month he'll be ila. Then Sudyumna ila. Alternate months. 1 month female, 1 month male. Like that. He made a policy. So now, when this fellow was female, in the forest he was roaming with his soldiers who were also females. Suddenly Buddha, who was son of Soma, who was in a hermitage, he came out and said, hey, who are those girls going with one beautiful princess? He became attracted to her. And then he married her and to them was born Pururava. Pururava was born when Sudyumna was a female. That time. Later on, when Sudyumna returned to the palace, he understood alternate months I am male and female. So then he made a policy that whenever I am male, I will rule. When I am female, I will be going to forest and other places. But the Praja came to know and they were very unhappy. They said, what is this our Raja now? Kabistri, Kabistri. They were very unhappy. But why I told you this? See, if the king was happy with Ila, the girl child, there would have been no problem. He tried to find a solution to converting Ila into Sudyumna and that became very complicated. He involved very big people, involved Vishnu, involved Shiva, all of them. Finally, everything got into a mess. In this world, you will see, certain things are given in our takdir, in our fate they are written, just accept them as God's will. If you try to too much meddle with them, you may end up in a mess. There are many families, you know, where there may be small fights between husband and wife. But if they don't tolerate, one of the two has to be patient and tolerant. If they don't cultivate such qualities, eventually it can become, you know, bigger and bigger, leading to the point of divorce. And after divorce, there are so many complications, needless to say. You know, both the parties will be standing on either side of the court. And both the lawyers will tell them to tell many lies so that they can get compensation, they can get money and all that. It's a very horrible game it is. And after that, in the society, as soon as you say you are a divorced person, people look at you with a different type of eye. They will say that you could not live with your partner, you couldn't tolerate your partner. And then sometimes a divorced person marries another divorced person, again they divorce second time. All this happens, life becomes a great mess in this world. So, you will find in this world, sometimes you try to get solution to one problem, that becomes a bigger problem. For example, earlier we used to have horse carriages. The problem was, the horses would take you from one place to another slow. Say from here, if I have to go to Kunjibari temple, the horse carriage may take say 1 hour. If you have a car, you can go in 20 minutes. Is it not advantageous to have a car? But the problem is, it gives carbon monoxide, pollution. Smoke. So, you cannot have advantage of the car without getting the trouble of pollution, you see. Therefore, in this world, you find a solution to one problem, that solution becomes another bigger problem, you will find. For example, they said, now the roads are becoming very occupied, let us make a flyover. Then our flyover also gets filled up after some time, correct? Then you have to make flyover, isn't it? Once my spiritual master was saying, flyover, they call it flyover, but they actually crawl over. He was telling. Because the crowd is so much, he was telling. So, In this way you find that the problems, one problem you, that's what he's saying, third line, dukkha aushadam tadapi dukkham, he's saying. That becomes another problem, my Lord. When we find out a solution for the problem, that becomes another problem. So, if you very carefully observe in your life also, we all try to find out solution. Like once we had the fan was making lot of noise. It was like a big war field, you know. I asked the boys, you know, why this fan is making so much sound? They said it's a very old fan, and you know, it's like the axle is loose. It was making big sound. I was trying to speak, and the mic volume was also not able to reach the boys. Then I told them switch off the fan. So we switched it off. Then when I spoke, all the boys were sweating. Some of them were removing the kurta and they were opening the window. Some were going and standing outside. And half the crowd was outside. Then I told them it is better to have the fan. Put on the fan. I'll sit down. Again. Again. So then we had the choice between either tolerating the sound or tolerating the heat. That is material world. In material world, you are only asked, you want a pinprick or you want a pinch? What do you want? What do you want? Pinprick, huh? Pinch. See, generally we don't want any pain. That, for that you have to go to spiritual world. In material world, you are only given choice between two types of pains. That's why he is saying, dukkha aushadam, tadapi dukkham. He is saying. Like for example, unmarried boys, they are thinking that, oh, I am feeling loneliness, I am feeling depression, you know, my heart is very hard, life is completely very gloomy. And they think, if a woman comes into my life, she will be like a garden full of roses, you know. She is going to add fragrance and sweetness and beauty to my life and she will make my life very happy. And that is, that you can ask many of the boys in the college who are going for marriage, this kind of type of thought comes in their life. But after the wife comes, of course the boy had such an attitude, he may actually feel the life is wonderful, but most often the jivas are exploitative by nature. They want to exploit and enjoy one another. Then after the marriage he feels, oh, now the child has come, I have to go and stand in the queue and admit the child in the school. I have to go to a ration shop and purchase kerosene and all this rice and everything, all the items. Oh, I have to spend so much money for the travels. Nowadays you go from here to camp temple, 400 rupees for a family. Uber and Ola and all these things. So much money I have to spend, I have to make so much money. Oh, I thought life is going to be a nice, easy-going journey, but it has become a burden. One may think like that. And one may quarrel with the wife also, one may quarrel with children also when they grow up. And then one finds life like a bush of thorns. One finds life. So, if one is not married, one feels lonely. One is married and having all family, wife, children, family facilities, then also one finds trouble. Then where is the place which is full of happiness? So that is only in the lotus feet of the Lord. Nowhere else. So you will find that if whether you are a grihastha, you are a brahmachari, if you have found the shelter in Lord's lotus feet, you are happy. If you don't seek shelter in Lord's lotus feet, you are only going from one suffering to another suffering. Your third suffering, fourth suffering, fifth suffering. You have to go from suffering to suffering. It's the that's why they say, you know, you have a, first comes, or the engagement ring, then comes marriage ring, then comes suffering. So all these things they say. But why? See, why they crack these type of jokes? Because they are not taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Correct, no? And they think that, look at these brahmacharis, they are just bindas. They are just chanting and dancing. Very happy. They have no problem. No. Actually, whether you are a brahmachari or a grihastha, you cannot be happy. Whether you are a man or a woman, if one does not become a serious devotee. Therefore, Prahlad is saying that, see the last word, what he is saying. Tava dasya yogam, he is saying. When will I become your das? And then my brahmami will stop. Bhuman brahmami vadame tava dasya yogam. Right now I am rotating from one life to another life in the samsara chakra. When will the time come when this chakra will stop and I will come to your abode and become your das? That is called dasya sukham, dasya yogam. He is saying. So, Read that. So Lord is asking a question to him. What will you do by serving my feet? Please enjoy the happiness from the wealth of the three worlds related to the pitas, he is saying. And then Prahlad is saying, I experience the fire of lamentation through birth with separation and attainment of wanted and unwanted objects in all wombs. Even in the body of a king, this lamentation is present. Chitraketu was lamenting, correct? Sudyumna was a prince, still he was lamenting in this world. Jayati was also a prince, he was lamenting also, you will find. And then Lord is saying, there are many remedies for the fire of lamentation. Lord is saying, and Prahlad is saying, no, no, the remedy for suffering only produces more suffering. By thinking that still I am happy, even in the body of a pig, I wander about. Please tell me the method, yoga, of being your servant. By which method should I attain your service? Vaidya is asking. Please tell me the way to become your servant. See, read the purport.
Prahlad Maharaj aspired to engage in the service of lotus feet of the Lord. After the death of his father, who was materially very opulent, Prahlad would have inherited his father's property.
And what was his father's property?
Kingdom.
Three worlds. He was a Triloka Adhipati. Prahlad was a prince. Naturally, he would have inherited, all he would have needed to do was what? Om Hiranyakashipuve Nama, that's all. If he agreed to chant that mantra for the pleasure of father, he would be the Triloka Adhipati. Yeah.
But Prahlad was not inclined to accept such material opulence. For whether one is in the heavenly or hellish planets, or is rich or poor man's son, material conditions are everywhere. Therefore, no condition of life is at all pleasing.
Yeah. You will see, the material conditions are everywhere. It's not that rich man doesn't get sick. It's not that rich man doesn't get old. He doesn't get diseases. So like one man was driving a Mercedes-Benz. One boy was commenting, hey, look at him. He's going in a Mercedes-Benz car. How happy he is. So when the car came and stopped in the parking lot, that man got out and he had a big cheeks, swollen cheeks, this much big like this. Ooh, he was shouting. He had a tooth pain problem. So he was going to the dentist. So I told this boy, you see, he's going in a Mercedes-Benz car, but poor fellow, he's suffering from severe toothache. Car may be attractive, but he is suffering inside the car. Is it not true? So we may be imagining that somebody is happy. Like politicians have big bungalows. Sometimes rich people, you see, you outside they look happy. But if you go inside their homes, there are quarrels, misunderstandings, there are dangers. Great danger. I don't know whether I told you a true story that I heard from Anandam Dan Prabhu in Bombay. He was telling, in Bombay there was one very big businessman. So this businessman was such a multi-billionaire, crorepati, that he was watching one Hollywood movie and he became attracted to one Hollywood actress. Directly he put a call to her and told her that I am ready to marry you if you want. So she also immediately agreed, knowing that he's such a big fellow. She was only 22 or 23, whereas this man was 43 or 44. So she agreed to marry, but this man was already married. And he told his earlier wife, he told her, you see, you can live in that room if you want. I am going to keep her as the main wife, Hollywood actress. She is going to be the queen of the house. And then if you don't like to be with me, you can go to your parents' home. Like that he told. So the wife was weeping, crying. She went to her parents' home. And now this lady came and the man was very happy. 1 month went very fast. They were going to different places. They went to hill station. So he thought life is going to be very jolly because I got a Hollywood actress as my wife now. But after 1 month, this fellow understood she is regularly on phone with so many boys. And after 1 month, he saw her that she is going here, going there in her car, roaming with so many young boys, other actors also. So he understood, this lady has no character at all. He thought, my earlier wife wasn't so beautiful, but she was a Gunavati. She had good character. Look at this woman. Then he tried to warn this lady, you can't do this, you can't do that. But she said, what are you talking? I am an actress. I have to act in so many movies and I have so many friends. So then this man started thinking that Now I wanted to enjoy her for some time. Now she may claim all my property later. Correct, no? Now, and also all my friends are criticizing me for having a low-class woman as my wife now. Let me finish her off. So I was thinking like that. So, on the other hand, she was also thinking in her mind, this fellow has so much property because he is not happy with my movements, moving with other boys and all. So she thought that if I finish him with some gundas or somebody, then all his property will become mine. Right now I am a rightful wife now. She was thinking. So when both of them are contemplating, somehow through other people the news got to each other's ears. So then he had two bodyguards to protect himself. She had two bodyguards. Can you imagine? Early morning, by the time you get up, you have to wander inside the home also with two bodyguards. She is going out with two bodyguards, he is going out with two bodyguards and coming. Can there be any peace in such a home? So you can see, we people may not be so rich like him, but we are peaceful at least. So you will see in this world, you will find that our anxieties become aggravated when we make our life complicated. Anxieties can become more and more. Therefore, see, he was a peaceful man with a good wife before. But unnecessarily, due to his lust, he got another woman into his life. And the whole thing, he created a mess in his life. In the name of making his life happier, he made his life more miserable. So, that's what he's saying. Whether one is in heavenly planet, hellish planet, rich man, poor man, he's saying, material conditions are everywhere. Read the next line. If one wants
the uncontaminated pleasure of this full life,
yeah,
he must engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
Yeah, read further.
Material opulence may be somewhat pleasing for the time being, but to come to that temporary pleasing condition, one must work extremely hard. When a poor man is rich, he may be better situated, but to come to that position, he had to accept many miseries. The fact is that in material life, whether one is miserable or happy, both conditions are miserable.
Miserable, yeah. See, you know this negative axis, 0, 0 and positive axis. So, if you go from minus 800 to minus 500, you call it happiness. But both are minus only. Correct, no? It's not that in minus 500 there are no problems. Very meaning of minus means you have problem. Correct, no? When you come to 0, 0, you have peace, which is Brahma Jyoti. And beyond Brahma Jyoti, positive axis, spiritual world. So, at least you have to go to Brahma Jyoti to say that you are peaceful. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Nashavachati, that is 0, 0. So right now, where are we now? Negative axis. We are material world. So somebody goes from minus 800 to minus 500 and says, now I am happy. Now what happy? There also you have other problems here. Read this, the entire world.
The entire world is under illusion that people will be happy by advancing in materialistic measures to contract the miseries of the conditioned life. But this attempt will never be successful. Humanity must be trained to engage in transcendental loving service of the Lord. That is the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement.
See, all scientists are trying to make our life happier. Like we are the fan now, why? To release the, to help us be free from the heat of the sun. But nowadays, we put on the fan gives out flamey hot air. You have seen that? Hot air. So, you don't get the satisfaction of the wind blowing on your body, isn't it? You will see in the material world, man is trying to find out various facilities to, you know, make the life more happier. But you, in this world, one cannot permanently be happy. That's the point he's saying. Once you get out of this material sphere, and go to the spiritual sphere, then you enter happiness. That's what he's saying. Read this last line.
There can be no happiness in changing one's material conditions, for everywhere there is trouble and misery.
People think if I go to America, I'll be happy, as if America has a suffering free zone. People many times imagine. And they have other type of sufferings there. There are people who go from India and then they marry somebody. They divorce, then they make a second marriage, they divorce. Or they go to America, in America, one boy, he took a gun and shot a dozen students. Why? Because his girlfriend, you know, broke her friendship with him and went with another boy. So he was frustrated. He went out his frustration by shooting people. So you find that criminalism is so much rampant there. People think everything is cozy or rosy. Actually, the material world is created in such a way that wherever you may be, there are problems. Like now you see Orissa, a coastal cyclone, which is now going to go all over Bangladesh and also Orissa, and the coast is south also is getting affected. You will see that. Now, after some time, this news will be over after some days. Then you keep waiting, then tsunami comes somewhere else. Somewhere else you hear New Orleans cyclone. You keep hearing every year, every other year, something keeps coming to the nature. If natural calamities don't come, in our own personal lives, there are so many problems. Therefore, he is saying that material world is such a place where different type of sufferings keep coming at different times. Actually, one should take the suffering seriously as a call for us to take spiritual life seriously. That's the whole idea. But if we don't take it, then we continue. Soham priyasya suhrida paradevataya leela katastavan simha vidincha geetaha anjasti tarmyanu grinan guna vipramukto durgani te pada yugalaya hamsa sangaha Read that translation.
O Narasimha, taking association of persons who take shelter of your feet, hearing pastimes of Supreme Lord from devotees in Dasya, Sakya and Madhurya Ras, which are sung by Brahma, becoming free from material attachment, I will easily overcome separation from you.
See, three words are used there. Here, Lord is telling Prahlad, Hey Prahlad, though you attain service to me, still you should seek out some other solution for the miserable material life. Lord is saying, okay, you may do bhakti to me, but bhaktas also suffer from heat of the summer. Bhaktas also suffer from trivida tap and all these things. Okay, do bhakti, navavida bhakti, it is all right. But along with that, find out another solution. So Prahlad becomes a little angry. He reveals some anger and pride. What is that pride? What is that anger Prahlad exhibits? He says, your pure devotee is famous as servant of Narada, is telling. My dear Lord Narasimha, sa aham is saying, I am that person who got Narada as my guru. Once having attained Narada as a guru, Prahlad is saying, I, Prahlad, do not accept karma, jnana, yoga, like other things. Even in my dreams, chanting your pastimes, I surpass the gunas, and having I surpass the gunas, where is the question of this? Where is the question of so-called suffering, the solution of suffering? So he is saying, as you saw in this verse here, sa aham. Three words are used: priyasya, suhrida. Paradevataya. Priyasa means Madhurya Ras. Suhrida means Sakya Ras. And Paradevataya means Dasya Ras. So Dasya, Sakya, Madhurya. In these three rasas, you exchange love with your devotees. He is saying, Leela Katha Tavanrasimha Virincha Geetaha. Virincha is Brahma. Brahma always sings your Leela Kathas in Puranas. And those Leela Kathas contain Priyasya Suhrida Paradevataya. They talk about your relationship as a Lord and servant, Lord and his friends, and Lord and his consorts. Those Leela Kathas. Anjastitarmi anugrinan gunavipramukto. By hearing these Leela Kathas, I can, titarmi means I can swim. I can very easily swim anugrinan by your kripa, by your karuna. Guna vipramukto, I can become very easily free from the three gunas of sattva, rajas, tamas. Durgani te padayugalaya hamsa sangaha. Hamsa sangaha means association of devotees. By the association of your devotees, I can attain padayuga alaya. See, padayuga means 2 feet. What are 2 lotus feet. Alaya means home. Your pure devotees, for them, your 2 lotus feet are their home. See why he is saying home. We say now, Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. Sadma means home. Guru's lotus feet is my home means what? Home is the place you like to stay peacefully. Like you go to office, you go here, there. Finally, where do you come back? To home. Or you go for some on duty to, you know, here, there, everywhere. When you come back, you want to come where? To home. And when the children get a summer vacation, where do they go? Go to home. Home is the place where you feel, you know, those who love you are present, where you will get the attention, care, and best of facilities. So Guru's lotus feet and Krishna's lotus feet is the home for a devotee. So he's saying, Hamsa Sangha, when I come in the association of devotees, what will I get? Te Pada Yoga Alaya. I will attain the home of your lotus feet by association of devotees. And by hearing this pastime, Gunavipramukto and Durgani, all sufferings I will cross over very easily by hearing your pastimes. Like that is telling. See, a devotee's life and duty are very well explained here. As soon as a devotee can chant the holy name and glories of the Supreme Lord, he certainly comes to the liberated position. Attachment for glorifying the Lord by hearing and chanting the holy name and the activities of the Lord certainly brings one to the position where material contamination is absent. One should chant the bona fide songs received from the acharyas in disciplic succession, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs, Narottamdas Thakur songs and all. The Bhagavad Gita said chanting is powerful when one follows in the parampara. The material world is miserable, whatever you are, whether you are rich or poor, it's miserable for you. Attempts to mitigate the miseries of material existence, like, I don't know whether you are aware, last year there was a news, one very famous actress, Sridevi or somebody, she went to the Gulf, and then she passed away, the news came. But the next day it came, how did she pass away? She has committed some kind of suicide in the bathroom. By drowning herself in this thing. That was detected subsequently. Now, you say she was such a beautiful actress. She was so popular, so famous. So many movies she has done and well-known figure. Why she committed suicide? That you have to ask her only. I don't know. But you will see that such people, popular people also commit suicide. Rich people also suffer in this world. It's not that only poor people suffer or average people suffer. He says everybody suffers. So attempts to mitigate the miseries in material existence by material methods will never be successful. One must take to Krishna consciousness to become really happy. One might say that becoming advanced in spiritual life also involves tapasya, voluntary acceptance of some inconvenience. However, this inconvenience in spiritual life is not as dangerous as material attempts to mitigate all miseries. You understand now? Prabhupada says this. See, in spiritual life also tapasya is there. You know, you have to follow no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And you also have to chant 16 rounds every day. You have to know this, know that, so many things. But Prabhupada says it's not. Prabhupada is to spiritual life is difficult, material life is impossible. Prabhupada is to say that. We are running out of time. It's close to one. There are, from here 19 to 25, there are some more very important verses. I will not rush through. I will stop here only. Maybe next year, then you continue Prahlad's prayers. During the same month, Krishna Rasayanam, we will continue. If somebody can remember this number and tell me. So, we finished from 12 to 18. Now, 19 to 25, we will do next time, which is also Prahlad's prayers in relation to shelter. I have not yet introduced the word shelter till now. Till now, I have only been, in these verses, we have been talking only the misery of material life, and the glory of spiritual life, and Prahlad not fearing the Lord, Lord's ferocious form, and Prahlad fearing materialistic, atheistic association of non-devotees, those things he has spoken till now. What is he afraid of? And the Lord being a Kripana Vatsala, how he delivers. And then Prahlad compared the demons and demigods. He said, we are demons and they are demigods. Demigods are your people, demons are opposed to you. Demigods are your servants, we are opposed to Lord. And then he said, we demons are fearful of you, demigods are not fearful of you, all that he said. So in this way, we have discussed 6 verses today, but next time we will continue the prayer and we will bring in the understanding of shelter, material shelter versus spiritual shelter. Today also we discussed little bit about it, like 12 qualities. The possessing those qualities doesn't attract the Lord. But bhakti intutosha bhagavan gajiyutapaya. Bhakti alone attracts the Lord. But it will become more clear in this. Next verse is the crust jewel verse. Balasya neha sharanam pitaru narsimha. So therefore I will not rush through it. We will begin with that. And then by those 6 verses, if we develop a deep understanding of spiritual shelter, then, you know, with a one-pointed intelligence, we can approach the Lord without any diversion or distraction. Prahlad Maharaj ki, Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Today His Grace Radhesham Prabhuji beautifully explained the message of Prahlad Maharaj, that how bhakti and devotion are far superior than million good qualities without devotion. The endeavor to overcome material misery should not eclipse our spiritual advancement. Let's be absorbed in transcendental pastimes of Lord Narasimha in the association of devotees and cross over this Triguni material world. Let us thank His Grace Radhesham Prabhu by 3 times loudly chanting, Haribo! 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 Next Krishna Rasayanam will be on 30th June, and we request devotees to come well in time, because next time onwards coupons will be stopped at 11:15. We need 10 volunteers for prasadam serving, and now we conclude with a small dance which is put together. This dance is based on Krishna's pastimes, because if you remember, we are in Uddhava, you know, Uddhava remembering Lord Krishna 3.2 Srimad Bhagavatam. So because of Narasimha Jayanti, we shifted the topic today. Next time we will be continuing the topic, but the drama team was not updated. So the drama team is still with Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2. Okay. So we will be having a small dance which is put up together. Please enjoy us. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. By the time we start the drama, let me just set the expectations that this drama is scripted, recorded, and practiced by kids themselves. So no elders have guided them much. So please have fun, enjoy the scenes, and relish the pastimes of the Lord. But kids have put lots of effort, lots of hard work. So just relish the pastimes. Hare Krishna.
Adorned by the footprints of Krishna and Balram. They did many wondrous pastimes, killed many demons such as Dhenukasur, Vatsasur, Keshi, etc. We will narrate one such pastime.
Oh Balram, I am so tired of roaming in the pastures of Vrindavan. Let's play something else. I am also bored. What should we play?
No, before playing, let us eat. You can all let him know of eating. Let's play something unique. Let's play a ball. All right, Gopas. Good year. Let's start the game.
Sabari Muni was doing tapasya underwater in Yamuna. When?
Those fishes enjoying together. They are so beautiful.
You evil-minded Garuda, you spoiled their bird. I curse you for interrupting in their loving exchanges. Next time you ever enter Yamuna, you shall meet your fate.
Garudas kill our snake every day. Is our snake ready for Garuda to kill?
I shall eat the snakes before Garuda.
How is my food disappearing day by day?
So he is the thief. I shall not spare.
Oh, Kalia, don't flee by stealing others' share.
He has entered into Yamuna. I cannot chase him anymore.
Don't worry, Kalia. By seeing my footprints on your hooves, Garuda won't do anything. You will be protected.
Once, Krishna was being chased by his furious mother. This time, he had no escape. He ran as fast as he could, but Mother Yashoda was not slow. Just then he saw a potter on the way with a huge pot. With all his energy left, he ran and asked the potter if he could hide in the huge pot for some time. The potter immediately agreed and Krishna hid inside the pot. In some time, Yashodamaya reached and asked the potter, "Did you see my beautiful boy who has a blue hue, a peacock feather on his head? His eyes are like lotus petals." Yashodamaya was lost in describing Krishna's beauty and forgot about her anger. Then she remembered about Krishna and she was worried about where he was. She ran. After Yashodamaya left, Krishna asked the potter to remove him out of the pot as it was getting a bit stuffy. The potter said, "Not now." By the description of Yashodamaya, I've understood that you're Lord himself. Now promise me that I'll go back to garden. Krishna said, "Oh my God! You have tricked me. All right, I'll send you back. But now please let me out." "No, wait a minute. You have to take my pot, my family and my whole village with me," said the potter. "All right, I will. Now take me out of the pot." Krishna was removed out of the pot. These were the sweet pastimes of Krishna and Balram. But as time rolled by, Krishna and Balram had to leave Vrindavan and go to Dwarka. Krishna helped the Pandavas, especially Yudhishthir, to be the king of Indraprastha. Let's see what happens now.
"Krishna, I find you the most respected in this assembly. Would you please allow us to worship you first?"
"How can you, a coward boy, be respected in the Sabha? This is an insult for all the kings sitting here. I won't allow this insult. You, a coward boy who herds the cows and steals butter from other houses and dances with gopis. How can he be respected?"
"Krishna, look how he is insulting you in front of all the visitors.
is going to spoil the ceremony. We must stop Shishupal before he spoils the sacredness of the court.
Stop insulting Lord Krishna. Go shameless Shishupal. Go away before we kill you.
Yes! Slaughter me, sir!
Calm down, calm down. There is nothing to worry about, as I have vowed to forgive his 100 mistakes. Shishupal has count on how many insults you have done.
Yes, don't worry. I have kept the count very well. A person who runs away from the battlefield, runs home, he is here to tell me. He is so brave that he holds a flute instead of holding a sword. Who is he to instruct me? Shishupal, you have crossed your limits of 100 offenses. Your time has come and Yamraj is knocking on your door.
I request all the artists to please stay on the stage only. Please come back. All the previous artists also please come back. Madhu Mangal is still eating. Come Madhu Mangal, please come. Nagas. Okay. So I will just give the names of all the artists. Ye hamare Yaddu Prabhu hai, Madhu Mangal. He is one of the Gopas. Parikshit Prabhu. Sudham Prabhu, he is Balram. I know all of them names, but this time I will not remember, I'm sure. And so he was also one of the Gopas. Krishna was played by Ananta Chaitanya Prabhu. Chaitanya Prabhu was playing one of the... you also had a name, right? Which Gopa? Madhu Mangal Gopa. Dodo Madhu Mangal. Very good. Okay, Balram Prabhu. Okay, so he was also one Gopa. So Bari Muni was... Sanvi. Kalindi was playing Yashoda. Janvi was playing one of the Kaliya. Kaliya was having three hoods, different personalities, so that was unique. So Amoha was playing one of the Kaliya and also Arjuna. And Krishna was played by Sojas. Sanjana was playing Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Garuda, yes, double role. And Shishupal and one of the Kaliya's hood was played by Raglekha. Who is hiding behind? Okay, Draupadi is hiding behind. Radhika was playing Draupadi. Prinda was playing Nagpatni. And two little Nagas were Amoha and Mokshita. Amoha's younger sister, Pavani. Okay, thank you all very much for the encouragement.
Hare Krishna. So they showed the Krishna doing Kaliya Daman and Leela. Now if you see why Kaliya came to Yamuna, because actually Kaliya became unruly and took away the offerings that were kept for whom? Garuda. Now how that system came about? The leader of all the snakes is called Vasuki. So Vasuki once saw that anytime Garuda comes and picks up any snakes and goes away, then all the snakes are living in tension. So Vasuki went to Brahma. Brahma is like a GBC. So he went to Brahma and said, "My Lord, there is a problem. You know, anytime this Garuda comes and takes snakes, can you please have a talk with Garuda and make some policy administration?" So Brahma called Garuda and said, "Every day, especially on Purnima day, I think, you will be kept under a tree, a huge mountain of fruits and some snakes also will be kept for you. And that is offering for you. twice a month, I think. Huh? Other times you should not come to this place and disturb the snakes. And Garuda was obedient also. Garuda agreed. Okay, so be it. Then all the snakes lived in happiness. Now Garuda is following Brahma. Huh? And Vasuki was following Brahma. Then all the praja snakes, they were also following Vasuki and Brahma. Life was going peacefully. One fellow didn't want to follow anybody. Who is that? That was Kaliya. Kaliya said, "Are, our snake community, we have to give offerings to this Garuda, who is Vinata's son. We are all Kadru's descendants, and we have to obey Vinata's descendants. And then that fellow will come and eat and go. Now I will steal his offerings." Thinking that's what they showed up. Two children they picked up and took there. That was what was Kaliya doing, taking away the offerings meant for Garuda. Then Garuda had a fight with Kaliya and said, "Hey, rascal, we have made a system and you're not following." See, this is one thing that we all have to understand. Any policies, any laws made either in ISKCON or by the state, we all have to follow. Anybody who does not follow the laws eventually gets into trouble. And who is example for that? Kaliya. He was not neither following Vasuki nor following Brahma. He was not following anybody. He became totally unruly and independent. Then he was whipped by the wings of Garuda. The beauty of associating with the devotee, positively or negatively, is that Jagai Madai had a negative encounter with Nityananda Prabhu. Still they became pure lovers of God. Our Nalakur and Manigriv had a negative encounter with Narada. Still they attained Krishna Prem. What to speak of those who can have a positive encounter with the devotee? So Kaliya had a negative encounter with Garuda, which means they both had a fight. But because he was whipped by the wings of Garuda, that is actually the Krishna conscious touch he got. From whom? Garuda. That he ended up in Yamuna. Otherwise he would have never gone to Yamuna. How did he get the buddhi to go to Yamuna? Because Yamuna is actually a place where even Kalindi is doing tapasya below in Yamuna. So Lord Krishna thought somebody has come into Vrindavan, somebody has come into Yamuna, then instead of killing them, let me better deliver them. So Krishna delivered Kaliya by Garuda's touch. You can see that. And Kaliya came to Sadbuddhi. And now he became a friend of Garuda. Because he had the footprints of Krishna on his head. So they showed it very beautifully. And all the three hoods of Kaliya moved together. I think they all must have had a talk with each other. To move like that so nicely. And also some of the children, I think the smallest child is Balaram, I think, Damodar's younger brother, correct? Yeah. How old he must be, Balaram? Hey, how old is that?
15 children.
Yeah, he's saying between the age of 3 to 13, there were 15 children who took part today. So it was so nice to see the children like Gopas, friends of Krishna. And the next drama they showed Shishupal's atrocious speech and in the Agrapuja time. That was very nicely played also. And how Krishna is so tolerant. 100 bad words were given to Krishna, and beyond that he killed Shishupal. That too not because of getting offended. Krishna actually wanted to I heard one acharya gives explanation. Krishna killed Shishupal because by speaking more offenses, Shishupal will incur a greater hell for himself. And Krishna wanted to save him from becoming more offensive and suffering more in future. To save him from his own offense, Krishna cut off his head and delivered Shishupal. So these type of pastimes the Lord performs by killing the demons, by protecting the devotees, by re-establishing dharma. Lord Narasimha also came for the same purpose. In this month, the 18th of this month, we are celebrating Narasimha Chaturdashi. Lord protected Prahlad, destroyed Hiranyakashipu and established dharma all over the world. So this whole universe is actually meant for reformation, like a hospital is meant for curing the disease of the patients. The whole world is actually meant for only one purpose. Clean our hearts by glorifying Lord and go back home, back to Godhead. But the demons come and create a havoc in this world by increasing the diseases of the living entities even more. By counteracting against the Brahminical culture, as we were talking today. Therefore, the Lord stops the demons from stopping the Brahminical culture. So, ISKCON Society is a very popular, famous society across the globe for propagating Brahminical culture. Brahminical culture means Vedic culture. So, we are very... Who is Param Sundar Prabhuji? Where is he? Param Sundar Prabhuji. He is a director. Achha, Param Sundar Prabhu is the director of this drama. I didn't know. I thought Nitya Seva Prabhu has done this time also. So, Param Sundar Prabhu has directed. He himself is a good actor. You must have seen in the past. Thanks to Param Sundar Prabhu. Hari Bol. Actually, we have fortunately very blessed actors. Some of them are directors also, like Param Sundar Prabhu. And the children, you know, brought the pastimes very lively today. Let us thank them all with one. Hari Bol. Shri Prabhupada ki, Prabhupada ki.